I'm Ron Esposito. It's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. And tonight, we'll be talking about a new art exhibition running through May 17 at the Lloyd Library at 917 Plum Street, right here in downtown Cincinnati. And the exhibition is entitled The Emerald Tablet. It's a solo art show by Ken Henson, the first Curtis G. Lloyd Art Fellow. And the show features several new works by Henson, an Art Academy of Cincinnati professor, on the theme of alchemy and astral projection. Henson's body of work is driven by his interests in magic and mysticism, of which alchemy is a part. The Lloyd Library at 917 Plum Street maintains a library of botanical, medical, pharmaceutical, scientific books, and periodicals. And Henson was fascinated by these texts and has created several new artworks based on his experiences with these rare volumes in the Lloyd Library. Ken Henson, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
The exhibition at the Lloyd kind of represents aspects of alchemy, does it not?
Absolutely. Most of us know alchemy to be the process of transforming lead into gold, a sort of proto-chemical or chemistry process. But there was also a very mystical bent to all of the alchemical literature, both from the East and from the West. And the Lloyd Library has a fine collection of Renaissance books on the subject, many of them first editions, very invaluable, rare books. Mm-hmm. And so the terms of my fellowship were to read the books in their collection on that topic and to write and illustrate my own treatise, and then to have an exhibition of the paintings from that treatise. So my research took a bent more towards the mystical aspect of alchemy rather than the laboratory transformation of lead to gold.
So tell us a little bit about the mystical aspect of alchemy, and then we'll talk about how that applies to the paintings.
The alchemists believed, even if you're working in the laboratory, that as you transform lead into gold, you are also transforming your spirit for the better. The idea, and even the most physical operation, is that you are extracting the spirit from the material, purifying it, and returning that spirit back to the material, thereby advancing the evolution of the material. The idea was that all metals were on their evolutionary process towards becoming gold. Lead, tin, mercury, silver are all on their way towards ultimately becoming gold. And so a more mystical take on it would be to use the symbolism to talk about the advancement of ourselves spiritually, which many mystics such as Jacob Bohme would use that language towards those ends.
I've been an ardent student of Eastern mysticism for well over 40 years, and it's always of interest to me when you come across truth with a capital T that cuts across all philosophical and cultural boundaries. So your treatise on alchemy and astral projection is in the tradition of what's been called Western mysticism.
Yes, it's more grounded in that, but as you just alluded to, there are a lot of cross-cultural concepts that we find both in the East and in the West, and I would say also a lot of concepts that we find in non-industrial societies as well with the history of shamanism.
Sure. Let's press hold on that for one second, and let's talk about the art, because
absolutely. Well, in the show, there are four watercolor pieces that were illustrations from the book, and there are eight larger acrylic paintings, and seven of those paintings represent seven basic stages of the alchemical transmutation process.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the recurring themes, symbolism that appear in your paintings on exhibit at the Lloyd?
I don't want to run the risk of over-explaining, because I do believe that one of the potent things about art is its ability to unfold meaning over time for the viewer. So I would never want to fully explicate the symbolism in the work, but it involves a combination of symbols that are traditional, particularly images, symbolic images that are particular to the history of Western alchemical emblems, which would be the more pictorial illustrations that one finds in alchemy books, which are always enigmatic and never fully explained in and of themselves. And combined with my own personal experiences and imagery that I've received during dreams and experiences meditating. So we find landscape features that you'll actually encounter in Renaissance alchemy books, such as the Holy Mountain or twin hills in the background of an emblem and so forth, combined with depictions of myself, because they are autobiographical in a way, and as well as images such as ghosts and peacocks / phoenixes and other symbols that I like to contemplate.
Chock full of the unconscious in many ways.
Absolutely. We talk about alchemy today as from a Jungian perspective, although I do take issue with some of what Jung had to say, which I write about in my treatise.
So, Ken, you mentioned emblems and symbols. You want to tell us a little bit more about the power of emblems and symbols?
As I was saying, I think that one of the greatest potential for visual art to transform us is that meaning reveals itself over a passage of time. And so a symbol would be a word or an image that refers to something other than itself. Through the nature of those kinds of language games, we come up with metaphors for the experiences that we have. That can be the metaphors themselves can resonate on a deeper level than the way we typically think about our experiences in the surface daily life.
We got a good idea that this stuff is not literal.
Absolutely not. Yeah, this is very subjective territory, and that's what this is about. I'm making art that's about science, or that is driven by an interest in science, but it's driven by these aspects of science that are not completely objective. And that's the thing that art can provide for us, is it can help us explore meaning without trying to actually pin things down and making concrete statements.
Ken, it's been a pleasure having you here tonight on Around Cincinnati.
It was really nice being here. Thanks for having me.
We've been in conversation with the Curtis G. Lloyd Art Fellow, Ken Henson, Art Academy of Cincinnati professor. We've been talking about his solo art exhibition, The Emerald Tablet, taking place at the Lloyd Library in downtown Cincinnati at 917 Plum Street. The exhibit hangs through May 17. For more information about the Lloyd and the Ken Henson exhibit, you can visit wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for being with us this evening.